My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oregon Ducks. Week one. You're playing Idaho. FCS opponent. As Rashad's doctor said, like, it's not that serious of a game.
You
this
don't
week.
Really need to go to that.
Yeah.
You know, I think you'll be okay.
You're
if you
good.
Don't go this weekend.
You know, funny story. It was earlier in the week, I was talking with the general manager over at Shehalem Glen Golf Course. And asked him, you know, I'm like, hey, what do you got planned for Labor Day weekend? And he goes, oh, I'm going to head down to Autzen and go to the game on Saturday because my wife and I are, we're Vandals. We're Idaho Vandals. We both went to Idaho. And so we're going to go support. And it was one of those like, well, you know, I would say I hope it's a good game, but we got to know how those week one games go, right? You know, like giving him the whole like, well, best of luck out there. Wow, that backfired quickly.
Real quick. Yeah, I wouldn't have told anybody else.
Well, I will say, good for him, because it was also his first Autzen Stadium experience as well. And he got to see his Idaho Vandals somehow take it into the fourth quarter.
They hung around.
Deep into the fourth quarter, losing by just 3 points. And my God, I don't smoke cigarettes, but last night, that was definitely a game I considered. I could use a heater or two after this one. Because what the hell?
So
what the hell happened?
So like most of us here, I didn't get a chance to see the game just because it was not on television. And I thought I might have had the Pac-12, the Big Ten Network on Roku. And it is, but it ain't. Like what I saw was
it's
a bunch
Big
of
Ten
like
network adjacent.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of like classic games and you know guys talking, but it wasn't the actual games that I was kind of looking for. So that was a little bit disappointing.
Well,
but
you were whether it was you or a famous quarterback for the Oregon Ducks, Joey Harrington, that you can hear every Friday right here on 1080 The Fan. Here's his tweet at 4:32. Mind you, the kickoff is 4:30. Wait. Why can't I watch the Duck game?
Like
so he realized in real time, what the hell? Yeah.
I thought that was a joke. Like, I thought maybe he had seen the news or
I
had a
pray,
conversation.
I pray that it was
a joke. I hope it was tongue-in-cheek. Like, wait a second. Like, kind of representing the fan out there that would
realize. But just think about the fan that didn't know, right? Because
exactly.
my wife knew about the blackouts on the West Coast. So just think about the fans that didn't know. You're Jordan. You got all your Duck gear on right now. You got your wings ready. You got the homies are coming
got
over.
Got my Miller High Life.
You got
all
beers.
Iced up.
You told your friends, man, come on through, man. We're kicking it over here. We're gonna watch the first game of the season, and then turn on your TV, and you can't find it.
I just like I have the vision of Joey Harrington like at his home, getting ready all day. Maybe down in Eugene. I don't know where he was at yesterday, but just getting ready for the game. Sits down, plops down on the couch, and then he just starts going through Comcast. Channel after channel, trying to find it. Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, Ducks game. What channel was that on again? Okay, they said Big Ten Network. Where's the Big Ten Network?
Yeah,
where's the Big Ten Network?
Yeah, what's happening?
This will be my PSA. to anybody out there that did miss the game because they had Comcast, just get YouTube TV and thank me later. I've been rolling with YouTube TV for about 2 years now. I had a multi-view going at one point. It was Oregon Ducks, top right. I want to say it was Michigan, Fresno State, bottom right. Texas A&M, Notre Dame, bottom left. And then in the top right, Hawaii versus UCLA.
Ooh.
One of those things is not like the other, but hey, that was the multi-view choice that I went with. Granted, it was definitely one of those where I had to end up just putting the Oregon game on by itself to really be like, all right, we need to lock in here. Because yesterday was not good, Bob. 24-14 final score for the Oregon Ducks over the Idaho Vandals. Just a messy, sloppy game on one side of the ball in particular. Really one unit of the game in particular. And that was the offensive line. That was the glaring difference in this game, was the line of scrimmage. And that's what the poll question is saying right now. The overwhelming saying that the biggest revelation yesterday on the College Football Saturday out of the Ducks O-line, the Beavers running game, Miami better than advertised, or Clemson's no-show, Ducks offensive line concerns are running away with it. And it showed at multiple points yesterday, whether it was pre-snap penalties, whether it was tripping on your own player's feet on a 4th-and-1, which then led to the Ducks getting stopped, and then Idaho immediately scoring on the next play on a trick play, whether it was the edges of the Idaho Vandals defense getting way too much pressure. There was multiple times in the second half where the Ducks were in the red zone and there were tipped passes by an edge rusher or a defensive lineman that was getting way too far deep into the pocket, and Dylan Gabriel goes to make a pass and one of the linemen gets a hand on it. It's like, that is unacceptable. You lost the line of scrimmage battle yesterday. And I know that there are some injury concerns. You had, I believe, walk-on senior that was starting at center. They had to move over their original starting center to right guard. I'm spacing on the name. But it was just glaringly nerve-wracking as far as yesterday and the rest of the season goes. Like, the one good thing I'll say, get humbled early. You know, they'll be reading the press clippings, the tweets, the reactions and the thoughts, and to know that you got pushed around by an FCS school on the offensive front, like, hopefully that lights a fire in that room, because they're going to have plenty to show in the film room as well, as far as, like, guys, what were we doing?
They better buckle up. The Ducks better buckle up, because if this season is going to be, if yesterday's game was indicative to what the rest of the season is going to be, they're in trouble, because guess what? They're going to play much better teams than Idaho as they get ready to move forward in this new Big Ten conference, the Big 18.
Well, they get the best team in Idaho next week in Boise State.
So, and exactly. And we know Boise State can be tricky. They can be a tough one for a lot of teams.
It's tricky for Oregon. Yeah. We've seen the history against them.
And is it at the Smurf Turf?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
is it? No, it's a
home game. It's a home game. I was about to say, that would be terrible.
Yeah, but Byron Hout memory.
I just saw a Ducks team that was kind of slow. I mean, in certain regards, or at least from the YouTube that I got a chance to see, because I couldn't actually watch the game, but I just see a team that was kind of slow. You know, it took a while for them. After that first touchdown, there was some lulls there, right? You know, it was a lot of three and outs. There was a lot of mistakes. There's a lot of Dylan Gabriel running for his life, you know, and stuff like that. So I think if that's going to be the case, like, this is going to be a tough week for them. A really tough week going into this Boise State game, because your offensive line has to give your Heisman hopeful an opportunity to make some plays out there. And you saw, man, Tez Johnson, who is my favorite player to play with in college football.
Did you know he's Bo Nix's brother?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
By blood?
We've been over this, that he was adopted.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. Yes, we have.
If you watched a game last year, then they made sure to mention it.
Thank you. We don't have to hear about that one anymore.
Oh, it will happen.
Until he gets drafted by the Broncos.
Under 3.5 games that we get a mention of that.
So
I'm taking the under.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the under as well, man. But I don't know. I think this Ducks team, it looked a little slow. They really didn't put on a 7 in the first quarter, 7 in the second, don't score in the third, you know, really slow third, and you put up 10. You know, that's not the Ducks team that we're used to. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. You know, we're all used to, and it's been a minute, but 70 points a game, right? The Ducks just running over everybody, especially teams that were, let's just go ahead and say, inferior to them. Like, we're used to seeing the score, like, 42-7, you know, at the end of the first half. Like, and I think a lot of those days are gone, you know. And if you look around a lot of college football, unless you're, you know, Ohio State, a lot of those teams don't really put up those crazy, crazy Chip Kelly numbers that they used to. So some of these games are going to look ugly, especially if the offensive line is going to look like that. But that's something, you're right, Joe, that's something they got to figure out on the edges and everything before they get ready for Saturday's game against Boise State. Because, again, playing against Michigan and Ohio State and Illinois and all these teams that are, you know, usually their front sevens and, you know, front four are usually pretty legit, you know, for the most part. So there's some kinks to work out, and it's the first game. So, you know, there is no preseason for college football, which kind of sucks. There should be at least a jamboree or something like that for college to let guys kind of, you know, get their legs underneath them and everything. But hey, this was their preseason game. They won it, and you know, now hope the regular season starts for them next week, hopefully.
And we need some horny goat weed in the Ducks locker room.
Put it in their Gatorade. Possibly. Put it in their Gatorade. Maybe to put a little pep in their step.
Yeah, I like that you refer to this as a preseason game, because I've always thought as the of the non-conference schedule as kind of the preseason. And, you know, I think you talk about fans expecting like a big score like Oregon's opener against Portland State last year. What'd they win, like 81-7 or something like that? Gives you a lot of confidence about the high-flying offense that you heard about all summer. And with the move to the Big Ten, you heard everything being pumped up about this Oregon Duck team. Now, the defense, they stepped up. We can talk more about that. But
a lot of farts smelling down in Eugene, which I don't blame. But, again, good to get humbled early in the season rather than late.
Yeah, there's a little fart sound for you. But it is frustrating to see the offensive line, I think, that was also highly touted, multiple All-Americans coming in. And then you've got, like, before your first game even starts, Matthew Bedford's out. You talked about Laulu having to move over to guard.
Thank you, yeah.
And that is a really frustrating point, because this line is anchored, usually any offensive line, Will Ortner will tell you here on the Fan, by the center. The center is the leader, and everybody's kind of playing to him. So when you have Charlie Piggott having to step in at the last second, I don't think he personally was bad, but the line was off. I mean, yeah, Cornelius, two times, he's off lining behind the line, and he's literally being screamed at by Dan Lanning, you know, after it's happening, it happens again.
He's the one that gave up the sack that caused the fumble.
Exactly. It's just
he had
like
a couple times where he was letting that edge rusher get deep into the pocket.
Like, boneheaded mistakes by guys that have been there, been in the program with Dan Lanning for a while, and you wonder, why weren't you ready to play? And once again, all the hype coming into this season, I was pretty upset to see guys dancing around, you know, on the sidelines when they were maybe up by like three. And I think Kenyon Barner, former Duck running back, tweeted even. He's like,
why are we dancing?
What are you doing? Like, we aren't up by anything.
Well, that's what these kids do now. They dance.
Well, and I saw what you were talking about. Yeah. And that, like, there was like a caveat to it. Like, the two players that I saw, offensive linemen. Now, granted, one of them was, I think, like third or fourth string. Another one was a backup. But again, not a good look when the weakest unit of the day, the backups are there dancing to shout. And I'm like, dude, just
chill.
If I'm the coach,
team doesn't dance that.
If I'm the coach, I am showing that in the film room the next day. I'm like, what exactly were we so excited about and happy about?
Like, did you guys care more about dancing to shout than finding the mic? Because we need to identify the mic. And they couldn't pick up a blitz. They gave up 3 sacks in one game after giving up 5 sacks all of last season. So there's obviously a point to fix on the offensive line. Very frustrating. And once again, this was Idaho that you allowed this against. This isn't an SEC team. And you'll wonder, come Ohio State, come Michigan time here in the Big Ten, will Oregon be able to compete after that game? I mean, it's a flat-out no. Has me a little scared.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to completely crap on the Ducks, though, because they did get a win, right? And ultimately, outside of the offensive line, everything looked okay, right? Your receiving core looks strong. Your running game looks strong. Obviously, Dillon Gabriel, you know, missed only 8 passes and threw damn near 50 of them. So, like, ultimately, you mentioned, Jordan, the defense, looked pretty strong. So, ultimately, you had a good game. I just think there are a lot of missed opportunities there for the Ducks. Lots of kind of... It was very hectic, I guess, in that pocket for Dillon Gabriel, and there's some things to work out, and I do believe that dancing is going to be on the in the film room, you know, this week for the offensive line, probably some extra drills, and you know, for them as well. But ultimately, you got the win. Everybody's, you know, what was it, Michigan 30-10. You know, so everybody isn't just blowing teams out.
And Michigan, I want to say, got 17 points in the fourth quarter. Ohio State was a little slow to start. But again, you had teams that, you know, Alabama 63-0, I believe.
Alabama usually
Texas 54-0 against Colorado State, who is an FBS school, mind you.
And everybody stops saying, oh, Idaho's a really good FBS school. They're going to be in the playoff. Yeah, I don't care. Oregon should still roll over them. There's no point even in bringing that up. This is Oregon. Full stop.
Yeah, it was much to be desired on the offensive end. I will say defense plays like that week in and week out, though, they're going to keep them in a lot of games. Defensive line, the edges were great for Oregon. Brandon Johnson had a pretty good game in the secondary. If he can keep it up, that will be to be, you know, determined. But they will get, I believe it's Jaleel Florence back for them in the secondary for the Oregon Ducks. He was not playing in this one. Also, keep in mind, Jeffrey Bossett ended up leaving the first quarter of this game as well.
Yeah, good point.
So the defense, I thought, played surprisingly well considering some of the elements, but absolute lockdown for the first chunk of that game. And yeah, if you take away a double flea flicker trick play,
which was it kind of looked like a forward pass, but yeah, it was
close, but
we'll write that one off as just...
initially, you know, me being biased, I was like, oh yeah, that was, yeah, he threw that forward. And then I look at it again, I'm like, that's too much to overturn it. And then their drive that they scored on the second, their second touchdown, it was a solid drive. They got a good screenplay, chunk play. And that was the thing, too, is like Idaho had some chunk plays, like multiple plays that went over 30 yards. That's what we miss on the Oregon offense, too, was that those explosion plays, those 20-plus yard gainers, 30-plus yard gainers. I don't know if it was, you know, Gabriel just taking what the defense gave him and dinking and dunking his way to almost 400-yard game, but that's what we would love to see in the Boise State next game, is this offense really open up and offensive line just having to step it up to give this game. I mean, they ran for 4.2 yards, the running backs yesterday, 4.2 yards a carry. They averaged 5.9 last year. So, I mean, that running the ball, giving Gabriel enough time, a protective pocket, the offensive line, it's going to be, they have something to prove, not just this week, but going forward.
And the main thing I kind of took away from at least what I saw is they were able to grind it out. Things weren't perfect, you mentioned, you know, but they were still able to grind out a win. And in this new version of the Big Ten, that's what they're going to need to do. You know, you're going to have to grind out those wins against Illinois. And I'm not looking at the schedule, but Iowa and all those teams that are, you know, just kind of smash mouth football, you know, type programs. And so I think this was a good learning lesson, you know, first game of the season as far as what to expect. And so, man, I do expect to see much better next week.
All right.
If I can watch the game.
We shall see. I think actually next week's game is on Peacock too. So best of luck.
Definitely have Peacock.
Got to get the cock. You got to get that locked and loaded.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.